Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started. Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 226, and I'm so glad that you're here today because we're talking about the fact that right now is the worst you will ever be at your business. Let's take a moment to celebrate that. How awesome is that? This is the worst you will ever be. We're going to talk about it, and I have 3 points about it that I think will really help you see how much potential and awesomeness you have ahead of you. If you are new here, welcome. I'm so glad that you have found this podcast. I have no doubt it will help you along your business journey, whether you're in the idea stage, whether you're starting or growing. This is for you, and I'm so happy you're here. So first of all, you need to know that I help people like you, and so I have resources for people like you. So you can scroll down in the show notes right now, and I have links to everything. I have some free printables that you can get right now and start using. People love my 16-step checklist that helps you if you're starting your business, keep you on track and making sure that you're doing all the things, right? So it's all organized instead of just randomly doing stuff. I have that list for you. So make sure you get it. And then I do have a Facebook group for women starting businesses. So you can click that link, get in the group. It's so much fun. We have amazing support of women. You can ask questions, get help, whatever you want, and make sure you get in there. So you'll click the link. It'll send you to Facebook. You'll have to answer 3 quick questions, and then I will approve you to get in. Also, too, if you're growing your new business, I have a secret podcast, which may not last much longer. I don't know. I've been doing this and having fun, but I may have something else new on the horizon. We will see. So make sure you snag it because it may not be something that I have around forever. And it's called Consistent Sales Made Simple. So make sure you get that. And let's see, you've got the podcast, the Facebook group, the secret podcast, the printables, all the good stuff. So you should be all hooked up. So make sure you get plugged in. And if you've been listening a while, thank you so much to all my loyal listeners, all the fans, everyone. Y'all are amazing. All of you who are building your business dream. I'm so proud of you. I'm so in awe of you. I'm so excited for the Grow Getters this year. We just kicked off our 2024 strategy call. We planned out our year, like what our big goals were, and we reflected on 2023. And it was just so awesome hearing their progress. And one of my members, shout out to Amanda, she had her planning papers from 2023 when we did it last year, and she couldn't believe how far she had come. So I think that's testament to all of you who are taking action right now, that you can look back, like even on this time, and go, holy cow, I've come a long way. So shout out to all my Grow Getters. Y'all are awesome. Okay, on to the episode. Well, hello, everyone. How are you? How's your business going? How is everything going in your business? I'm so excited to hear. I'm just loving all the progress and your comments in the Women Starting Businesses Facebook group. It's so much fun. I have to give a shout out right now to Veronica, who's a Grow Getter. She was on my strategy call and she made a comment and I was cracking up, and that's what became this episode. She said, well, I guess this will be the worst I ever am at my business. And I just started cracking up. I'm like, that's a perfect podcast episode, because I think that sometimes stuff happens and we get in our own way, our head gets in the way, we're not on our mental game, we don't have the confidence, we overthink everything, we get stuck in analysis paralysis. And when we wake up for a minute and say, okay, if you think you're not doing well, realize that this is the worst you'll ever be. And that's actually super encouraging, y'all. This is actually an encouraging episode to make you see that where you are now will not be where you are in a year or 6 months or even a few months. I'm telling you, things can move fast. They can also take a long time. It's kind of like they say with kids. For anyone that have like little babies or even puppies, it's like the days are long, but the years are fast. It's the same with your business. There may be things that are long, that are drawn out, and maybe you've got a full-time job, part-time job, you're a homeschool parent, you're a single mom, you're just a busy person, you've got volunteer activities, all kinds of stuff. You could have any number of things, and you probably have multiple of all of those. You're busy. but you're trying to build a career on the side that you love in hopes of making full-time income with it, right? Wouldn't you love to leave your job and never have a boss again? I love to say, don't you want to kiss your boss goodbye forever? You do, because you want to say, bye, I'm doing this. I'm doing what I love. I've got a fulfilling and freedom-filled business. I know that's what you all want and that's what you're going for, right? But you're busy. So the fact is that you're scrambling, and I applaud you because you are trying to make this happen. You're trying to piece everything together. You're trying to learn. You're trying to put strategies in place. And you're trying to get out there and do this because you know you can help people. Let's face it. You know right now that you can help people. But it's kind of hard sometimes because you're like, how can I start helping people in a way that's simple, but I don't get in my own way? You know, a lot of y'all like to complicate it and do all these things. Anyways, when Veronica said that, actually she typed it in the chat on our live call, and I was just cracking up. I was like, this is awesome because it's a great perspective. This is the worst you will ever be, I promise you. You will get better every day because you will learn something new. You will be enlightened. You'll learn a new skill, all that, and you'll get moving forward fast. So today I kind of want to talk through three things that will make you feel better about where you are today if you're not feeling like you've got everything figured out, because you don't. No one, I don't even have everything figured out, okay? I've been doing this for 4 years. When I was doing my online boutiques, I did that for 19 years. I didn't have everything figured out. Now, I had a lot of it figured out, but I didn't have everything figured out. And I think anyone who tells you they have everything figured out, I don't know what they're doing. They're stalled. Something's happened because they don't have it all. There's always something new. They may have figured out a system that works, but what's going to happen is something new is always coming along. Like during the stages of my business, we didn't have social media. And then that came into play and changed a lot for small businesses. We were just running along trying to get ranked on Google. That was my sales system, getting first page ranking on Google. That's how I got found. That's how I sold my stuff. Nowadays, people are selling on Amazon. You're running Facebook ads. You're selling on Facebook or Instagram. I mean, there's so many different ways that you can sell now. And that just wasn't there in the online world. So there's always something new. You'll never know everything. Today is the worst that you will ever be at your business. So let's give a round of applause for that. Okay. So number one, realize that right now is the least that you will ever know. I know that you're researching and you're scrounging to learn as much as you can. You may be like me, where you were listening to podcasts, audiobooks, researching online. I watched YouTube a little bit. It isn't my main source of business information. In fact, it's really not at all. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't ever watch YouTube for business information, but a lot of people do. Now, I may get sent to YouTube because I'm following a coach or listening to something and want to learn something, and their video happens to be on YouTube, and I click over and listen to it, right? But when you're starting, it's like drinking through a fire hydrant. Like, it's all coming at you. It's blowing really intensely on you, and you're like, I'm just trying to soak up what I can. Any little morsels of water from the fire hydrant, you're trying to soak up, right? You're like, what's enough that I can know right now to move forward, right? And then a lot of you are reaching out to people like me to get expert coaching, which I think is probably the wisest thing you can do. And I'm not just saying that, because it will massively speed up your process and you will not have to take so much time learning on the side of your crazy busy life. You won't have to take so much time doing that, and you will be focused on what matters most for right now, and you'll speed up the amount of time that it will take to get from A to Z. Okay? It will drastically. And it will drastically decrease your energy and angst that you're having to spend to actually learn it. So this is the least you'll ever know. If you're in one of my programs, I'm so thankful you're there, because you've probably, hopefully, you would say you've learned a ton and you've soaked a ton in and you've realized that things can be simple and that you may have been complicating it. You know who you are. If you're complicating it, so many are, right? If you're feeling completely overwhelmed with every single thing, and it's like feeling like too much, and you're like, I just want to get out there and help people, I think you should realize that there is a way to just get out there and help people. You don't have to have all the tech and all the stuff and be spending money on all the stuff. It can actually be really simple. I help people do this. So This is the least you'll ever know. You're going to learn more along the way, and you're going to learn in two ways. You're going to learn by learning from other people like me, like if you have a coach, and hopefully you do. I have Grow Getters and one-on-one coaching, so you can always look that up down below. But you're also going to learn by taking action, and you're going to learn by doing. So you're going to have to do to learn. So every day you're doing something new in your business, okay? And you should be doing things that are taking you closer to having your business either launched if you don't have it launched yet, or closer to getting customers and clients consistently and making more money. Like, it should be doing one of those two things, and you should be doing it in the most simple way possible. So this is the least you'll know right now about that. And the good news is every day that you're doing stuff, you're going to learn more what to do, what not to do, what works, doesn't work, what you like to do, what you don't like to do, and you will be a wealth of knowledge before you know it, okay? The second thing is, okay, this one's kind of weird, so hear me out. You're going to waste money on more things right now than you probably ever will. Now, I'm not saying you won't waste more money, because if you have more money later, you may be spending more money on things, but hear me out. You'll be wasting money on more things right now. Hopefully this is the most you will ever waste your money. Because if you're like me, you were starting your business, and I was starting mine. I knew how to start a business, but I was starting a whole new type of business. I was starting a coaching business. I was taking my knowledge and packaging it up to sell to people and to offer and to help people, versus before I was selling other people's amazing products that they made, and I just resold them. So I was online researching, and I was downloading as many freebies as I could get, and printables and packets and guides and spreadsheets and checklists. And, you know, like, I have the checklist for you. Now, the checklist for you is a one pager that's helping you get your business started. So I hope it was very useful for you. But I went and downloaded a bazillion things that were not useful for me and spent a lot of time doing that. And in fact, I just recently chunked, like, literally almost a file drawer full of stuff that I downloaded and printables. And I'm like, looking back on this the other day, because I was cleaning all this out, I'm like, what in the world was I doing? I look like a maniac. I look like a complete maniac. What was I doing? Downloading and doing all this stuff because I was trying to get focused, and I wasn't focused. And so I was like getting my hands on everything I could. So it's kind of ridiculous. So that you obviously weren't spending money on. But then I would buy, oh, this little course or this little thing, or get this thing from a coach, or get this or that. I wasted so much money in the beginning. I mean, it wasn't like it was thousands and thousands. But to me, I'm like, every dollar counts. And I wasted money on things that I did not need to be focusing on. Now, I will take that back. I did join a program. I guess it did help me. It was several thousand dollars. And it was from a top coach. And I'm not going to say who it was. And I liked it. But it is not the direction that I should have been going with my business. And actually, now that I think about it, there was another one after that. It wasn't as expensive, but it was like a year or so later. And I should not have been going in that direction, and waste of money. Now I feel like if I were to waste money now, it wouldn't be on so many things. It might be one big investment on something that I would lose money on. So in the beginning, my point is, I think you'll waste money on more little things because you're trying to not spend very much money and you're trying to just get the quick win, and I get it. But I want to warn you that a lot of the little stuff may not be helping you. I'm just being really honest, because you may be taken in a direction that you don't need to be going, okay? It's imperative that you stay focused on the easiest way to make money right now. You have got to start making money. You really do, because it's going to get frustrating working for free or losing money each month until you can start making money focused on one simple sales system, one main method that you're making money. And this is a huge problem. I see this with people that come into Grow Getters. They're excited, and they are maybe getting sales and stuff, but they're completely worn out because they're doing all the things for all the people, showing up everywhere, saying random things, doing this and that. And there's no cohesiveness. There's no simplicity. And I realized
wow, what were they doing? They were doing too many things. They didn't know, because the marketing being thrown at you, a lot of it is not even your fault. You're getting ads put in your face. Coaches are telling you do this and that, this and that. And I'm just going to tell you the honest truth is, in the beginning of your business, you've got to stick to business fundamentals. You got to stick to the core of what is best for you right now to start making money soon and getting customers and clients the easiest way. Please do not start trying to do all these fancy big things when you don't need to do them right now. You need to make money. I can promise you that. Okay. Take it from me, 24 years in businesses, that right now starting a business and trying to do a whole bunch of fancy things is not going to be helpful for you. You have got to keep it simple and focus on a single sales system. That's what I help people do in Grow Getters and in coaching. But you're going to waste money along the way. That's a fact. But this is the most number of ways that you'll waste money is right now, because you're going to get smarter about how to spend your money. You're going to realize what's important, that having strategy and core business fundamentals and really setting you up for success is what's important. Okay. It's not the latest trend or the latest and greatest, because a lot of those are fly by night. And by the time you learn how to implement them, there's something new. Okay. And the third thing is, this is the least amount of confidence that you'll ever have. This is the least amount of confidence that you'll ever have. Okay. You are going to gain so much confidence with everything you do. It's kind of like with everything you know, like every step is going to take you closer to being your most confident self. And it is so bizarre. It's almost like a light switch that will happen when you realize how amazing you are at what you do, when you have your whole sales system in place, when you have testimonials of people saying, this is amazing, I love it, it's yummy, it's beautiful, it helped me, it changed my life, whatever, you are going to gain so much confidence and you're going to be able to show up like a boss. I don't even love saying that, like a boss, but literally like a boss. You're going to be walking up like, yes, I can help you. What do you need? Let's do it. This is perfect for you. I know this will help you. Let's go. When you have your pricing in line, when you have everything in line, when you know the words you're going to say, when you know your product works, you have the right price, when you're making money, you walk out with a different level of confidence. It's amazing. And it literally will turn almost in a day. I'm not kidding. Anyone listening, if you've had this happen where you've been a new business owner for a while and you felt like a schmuck for a long time and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing, what I'm saying, I don't know what my pricing is, I don't know who my ideal clients are, but how am I going to get? And then when it starts going, all of a sudden you feel it and you're like, I got this. I'm going to do this. Maybe I don't totally know what I'm doing, but I know I can help people. And this is a business and I'm a boss and I'm going to run it. And so I think that's what's amazing, is that your confidence gets greater and greater and greater as time goes on. There will be moments though when you crash, when you totally crash. Something will happen. A client will get upset with you, ask for a return. You'll have somebody, a heckler, you'll have somebody say something rude. You may not hit your sales goals 1 month. Something happens, a competitor comes in. I don't know what it is. You lose an employee. I don't know. But you're going to have a moment when things seem hopeless. And then something's going to happen. Either God's going to bless you or something amazing's going to happen. A light bulb's going to go on. You're going to have someone enter your life that says something. You are going to have a client tell you how much you changed their life or how happy you made them or how proud they are, or that they want to get these monthly or that whatever it is. And you are all of a sudden going to go, I'm in it. I got this. I'm doing this. This is the life that I wanted. I wanted this confidence. I wanted to walk around confident in me and my business. Y'all, this happens. This is the least confident you will ever be, and you are going to get there. You're going to get this feeling later like, holy cow. When I started this podcast and this business, y'all, I was so, I don't even want to say shy because I'm not shy, but I was so like, am I qualified to teach this? Like, I was so weird about it. And it took me a while to kind of get it. Then I knew I could help people, but I just, getting paid for it was kind of freaky. And I know some of you know what I'm talking about. It's the weirdest feeling. And I was weird at the beginning because you could just probably tell I wasn't very confident. And now it has clicked. I'm showing up like, yes, I can help you. No, I can't help you. And I'm not worried about it. If there are certain people that I know I can't help, I'm not offended. I'm not sad. I'm not anything. I'm not for everybody. And I know who I'm here to help. I know it. And when I meet them or when I help them, I'm like, this is it. This is my person. Like, I can help this person. And it's the best feeling in the world. Okay. So right now, this is the worst you'll ever be at your business. This is the least you'll ever know. This is the time where you'll waste more money on more things right now. And this is the least confident you'll ever be. Tomorrow, you're going to be a little more wise. You're going to be a little bit smarter about your money, and you're going to be a little more confident because you're moving towards your dream. I'm so, so excited for you. I'm so happy for you. This journey will be in the record books for you because it will be one of the most exhilarating emotional roller coaster rides of your life. And it's awesome because you're doing it. You're building your dream. You're starting from nothing in this business, and you're building it into something great. You're going to impact lives. You're going to make the income you want to make, and you're going to make this happen. You only live once, carpe diem, and I'm so proud of you. So that's it. If you need help with your business, if you're right now listening and you're like, okay, I need to get focused. I need to get a strategy in place for how I get customers and clients flowing in. Like, what am I doing? How do I have a single sales strategy that, like, I've got a simple system for bringing in all these sales? Let's talk. You can DM me on Instagram, start@KimberlyBrock. And I'd love to chat with you. You can email me too. I can give you my email. You can email me and we can chat that way. Or if you'd rather have like a video call real quick, like a 10 to 15 minute call just to talk about the state of your business, where your head's at. And I can tell you if I can help you. I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to try to convince you. I'm not an icky salesperson. I would never teach that either to any of you. I'm here to help people that want my help that we know is we're a good fit for each other. That's it. That's it. It's as simple as that. So anyways, reach out if you need help. I'd love to help you. I have one-on-one coaching and I have Grow Getters. Both are amazing. Both are amazing and they're different. Coaching is, you know, one-on-one, me and you. Grow Getters is my group program. So whatever floats your boat. Okay. Have a great day. Bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.